भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 12 वृत्रासुर्स ग्लोरियस डेथ टेक्स्ट नंबर 11।
पुरुषः प्रकृतिर्व्यक्तत्वम् व्यक्तम् पुरुषः प्रकृतिर्व्यक्तम् आत्मभूतेन्द्रियाशया शक्नुवन्तस्य सर्गादौ न विना यद् अनुग्रहात्
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज काइंडली रिपीट।
पुरुषः
द जनरेटर ऑफ द टोटल मटीरियल एनर्जी।
प्रकृति
द मटीरियल एनर्जी और मटीरियल नेचर।
व्यक्तम
द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन
महत्तत्व।
आत्मा
द फॉल्स ईगो।
भूत
द फाइव मटीरियल एलिमेंट्स।
इंद्रिय
द टेन सेंसेस।
आशया
द माइंड इंटेलिजेंस एंड कॉन्शियसनेस।
शक्नुवन्ति
आर एबल
अस्य
ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स।
सर्ग आदो
इन द क्रिएशन एक्सेट्रा।
न
नॉट
विना
विदाउट
यत
ऑफ हूम
अनुग्रहात
द मर्सी।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस
शिला भय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद।
शिल प्रभुपाद की जय।
ट्रांसलेशन
द थ्री पुरुषास कारणोदक्षाय विष्णु
गर्भोदक्षाय विष्णु
एंड
शिरोदक्षाय विष्णु
द मटीरियल नेचर
द टोटल मटीरियल एनर्जी
द फॉल्स ईगो
द फाइव मटीरियल एलिमेंट्स
द मटीरियल सेंसेस
द माइंड
द इंटेलिजेंस एंड कॉन्शियसनेस
कैन नॉट क्रिएट
द मटीरियल मैनिफेस्टेशन
without
the direction
of the Supreme Personality
of Godhead.
Purport.
As confirmed
in the Vishnu
Puran,
Parasya
Brahmanah Shaktis
Tatedam
Akhilam
Jagat.
Whatever
manifestations
we experience
are
nothing but
various
energies
of the Supreme
Personality of
Godhead.
These energies
cannot create
anything
independently.
This
is also confirmed
by the
Lord Himself in
Bhagavad Gita
9.10.
Maya
adhyakshena
prakriti
suyate
sa characharam.
This
material
nature
is working
under my
direction,
O son of
Kunti,
and
it is
producing
all
moving
and
unmoving
living
beings.
Only
under the
direction of the
Lord,
the Supreme
Person,
can
Prakriti,
which is
manifested
in 24
elements, create different situations for the living entity. In the Vedas, the Lord says, Madiyam mahimanam cha parabrahmeti shabditam vetasya anugrihitam me samprashner vivratam ridhi. Since everything is a manifestation of my energy, I am known as Parabrahman. Therefore, everyone should hear from me about my glorious activities. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Aham Adirhi Devanam, I am the origin of all the demigods. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything, and no one is independent of Him. Srila Madhvacharya also says, Anish Jiva Rupena, the living entity is Anish, never the controller, but is always controlled. Therefore, when the living entity becomes proud of being an independent Ishvara or God, that is his foolishness. Such foolishness is described in the following verses.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatadeshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. This is very sweet chapter filled with wonderful instructions for every one of our devotional service. Vritrasur's glorious death. He is in the process of giving up his body. And he is inspiring Indra that please kindly do the same as quickly as possible. It's quite contrary to ordinary consciousness, wherein a living entity wants to protect his life. But here the roles are totally different. A living entity in the body of a demon is a devotee, a great Vaishnava, Paramahamsa devotee. And a living entity who is in the body of a devotee, but internally he is acting like a demon. So very wonderful pastime of the Lord and his devotees to contemplate and learn very sweet and subtle and very beautiful principles of devotional service. But since we have very auspicious day today, being the disappearance day of Sridhar Pandit, who is also very commonly known as Kolavecha Sridhar, the banana seller Sridhar, and disappearance day of Mukunda Datta, the great singer and poet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also today's Snana Yatra, the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. So, Hare Krishna. We'll take the theme of today's purport in trying to discuss some small little drops of nectar and pastimes of these great personalities who have disappeared today, and the holy appearance of Lord Jagannath for the deliverance of every mankind. Here in the purport today, Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on the aspect of how every living being, a living entity, is controlled, and how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the one who gives the directions. This is very simple principle, but somehow due to envy in the heart and due to the tendency or the desire to lord it over material nature, living entity fails miserably to notice this aspect in the material creation. Srila Prabhupada used to say, where is even a small thing existing in this world which is not controlled? Take any small thing, you will understand that it is being controlled by a superior. Prabhupada used any organization, if you see, there are all different levels of control. There is the top management, CEO of a company, but he is not directly into the hands of every small aspect of the company. There are hierarchies, there are laborers or workers. Above the workers, there are supervisors who supervise the work. Above the supervisor, there is some manager who is managing one department, and then the supervisor, and then the worker, and then there are so many department heads. They are being managed by some manager or some. So like that it goes on in a hierarchy way, and that's how every minute thing which is happening in the whole factory or industry is in control. So Prabhupada says this is just a small unit, one small unit of this world. But you see, there are so many things happening in the world. How can you say that this is not controlled? Jai Shri Krishna Balram Radha Shyam Sundar Shri Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has specially incarnated in this material world with the intention of reclaiming all the fallen conditioned souls by delivering them through the process of Naam Sankirtan, the Sankirtan of the holy names, the chanting of the holy names. So, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always, you know, showing or considering himself as the devotee of the Lord. And many times some of his intimate devotees, associates, they used to, you know, call him that, "You are my Lord. You are the same Supreme Personality." And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear this, he used to close, you know, his ears with the two fingers and used to say, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu, what are you saying? How can a living entity become Supreme Lord?" So even such a slight, you know, even in a slight way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was delivering a very intense and important message for everyone. Although he is the self-same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he was not in a mood to accept that. But very rarely, in very rare occasions, do we ever see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assuming that mood of being the supreme controller, being the master of everyone. Very rarely. And one such occasion happened when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Sri Navadvip Dham performing his pastimes of, you know, Sankirtan pastimes, especially with his all associates. One time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing by the river Ganges, which was in front of their houses, so he was passing by that, and suddenly he saw some cows grazing there. And when he saw, he immediately started remembering Vrindavan, remembering his, you know, what is his pastimes and all. And he went into a great internal state of ecstasy, remembering that. And being in that mood, suddenly he changed his steps. He was walking on the shore of the Ganges. He turned and straight headed towards the house of Shiva's Pandit. And then with great force he kicked open the door of Shiva's Thakur's house. And Shiva's Thakur was doing some puja. He was worshipping his Shaligram. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered and started roaring so loudly, you know, anyone could, you know, a human being cannot possibly, you know, bear such a sound vibration. Very high, loud, amplified voice, roaring, and he was calling, "Shivas, why do you fear? Why do you fear? I have come to deliver. Do not have any fears." And Shivas was suddenly hearing these words. He was not knowing what to do, what to respond, because very rare is such an occasion where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking that tone of being the master and, you know, saying something in that capacity. And Shivas Thakur, you know, he just fell flat and he started glorifying the Lord. And then Lord came and he took away the Shaligram on, and he has kept on the altar. There was a Simhasan. On that he kept that Shaligram. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up the Shaligram with his hands and personally went and sat on that asan, and saying that, "I am that one whom you were always worshipping. I have come here. Now do not fear any longer any of the Muslims.
People say the Muslim soldiers are coming and they are going to destroy all the devotees and this and that. But who can come unless I give them order to sit in the boats and sail the boats to the Ganges to come to Navadvip? Who can come? Yeah, it's true, totally true. You know, without Lord sanctioning anything, nothing can happen. And Shivas Thakur, by seeing such majesty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifesting, he was totally overwhelmed. All the devotees, they came to the house of Shivas Thakur and started doing all arrangements to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. And everyone was in ecstasy. Everyone was praying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fulfilling their desires. And this was like a complete fulfillment of the heart's desire of the devotees, because they are seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their Lord and Master right in front of their eyes, sitting and accepting their worship, accepting the small, small gifts they are offering to the Lord. It was such a, you know, great transcendental happy moment for all the devotees. They were in great ecstasies. Many of them were just, you know, passing, you know, the tears were coming from their eyes because of the love and the mercy they are experiencing. It was so wonderful. We can remember that house of Shivas Thakur in Mayapur. We visit many times when we go there. It's not a very big place. I don't know whether that is the exact how the formation was and everything, but sure enough that place is not very big. The hall and the rooms, they are very small, but all devotees were like kind of squeezed inside being there. And then suddenly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the devotees, they started singing and dancing, and everyone was in ecstasy. And as the time was progressing, the evening came and the night came, and nobody noticed because everyone was in great ecstasy. And when the night time came, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looked at his devotees and he said, "Please bring Sridhar to me." So everyone was looking at each other. Who is Sridhar? Nobody was knowing who is Sridhar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "If you go outskirt of the city and, you know, hear with your ears the loud chanting of the holy names, that's the direction where Sridhar stays." So that was the address given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the devotees. And all devotees immediately, they started going out, looking for Sridhar. They came outskirt of the village, and because it was night time, and they could very clearly from a distance, long distance, they could hear somebody chanting the holy names loudly. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, Sridhar was a very poor person. He was khola vecha, means he used to sell, he used to buy the banana trees, and then from the banana trunk he used to make plates and cups and banana flowers and banana roots he used to sell. And whatever, you know, he was selling, because he was a devotee, very honest and sincere devotee, he was just quoting a very fair price. And if you go and see all the banana leaf seller, you know, you will see that his cost is the minimum cost. Nobody else could afford to sell at such a cost. That was the cost Sridhar was selling. And whatever he was earning, 50% of that he used to use for worshipping Mother Ganges. And whatever 50% is remaining, he was just maintaining himself. Vrindavan Das Thakur says his house was, what was his house? It was a small hut. You know, there was hardly anything in the hut. The four walls and the roof. That also, there were so many holes in the roof. that you know you can experience whatever is outside atmosphere, same atmosphere you can experience inside. That was his house. And he had one old, you know, one small jug kind of thing, in which he used to, you know, take out water to wash his hands, feet, take bath and drink water from. He had one small bowl like this. And it says that it was beaten up from all the sides, you know, inside, out, everywhere. So it was not in shape also. So Vrindavan Das Thakur says the extent of poverty in which Sridhar was saying, he described as follows. He said, even a desperate thief who desperately wants to steal something because he has nothing. Now, after stealing only, he will get something by which he can eat something for his stomach and fulfilling his stomach. Even a desperate thief, if he finds that in a bowl, jug of water, he will not even think of stealing it. That was the situation of that jug. That was the poverty in which Sridhar was living. And all the neighbors, they were so much fed up with Sridhar. They used to say, this person, I don't know why, the whole night he's just howling so loudly the holy names. Most probably because, you know, he didn't have sufficient food to eat. So he must be feeling so hungry in the night that he's just crying out loudly just to, you know, relieve himself of that pain of hunger which he's feeling. He must be doing that. And sometimes they used to throw some chapatis in his hut, you know, saying that, shut your mouth, take this roti, you know, fill your mouth with this and shut your mouth. They were so atheistic people, you know, they were not understanding that he was not howling because of, you know, roti which he didn't had, but he was actually chanting very loudly, intensely, with great love and devotion, the holy names of the Lord. He was experiencing so much great transcendental love and happiness doing that, chanting the holy names, that he was totally oblivious that what he is doing with others by his, you know, chanting. He was not aware of that at all. So that was his poverty. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was, that time he was a young boy, you know, his scholarly pastimes he was performing. And he was very kind of arrogant person because he had such knowledge. So anyone he could see, you know, he used to challenge them. So his friends, class friends were Murari Gupta, this Mukunda Datta, these were his class friends. So anytime, you know, Nimai Pandit, he used to walk on a road and his classmates, when they used to come in the front, you know, they used to run away. Because who will spend time 1-2 hours debating with him? Because it's very difficult to defeat Nimai Pandit in his logic, in his argument. Nimai Pandit, as soon as he used to see them, he used to call them and ask them a question. Say, answer this. And then they used to answer very correctly. Not that they didn't know. They were also very intelligent, scholarly. They used to answer. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he used to say, no, this is not right. And then he used to give the answer in a very systematic, logical way by quoting different texts from different places. And he used to prove a particular siddhanta. And they were, yes, what you are saying is true, because you know, gave all authentication to prove that siddhanta. And yeah, it's true. Then Nimai Pandit, he used to say, no, what I said is wrong. Why? And then he used to quote all other different scriptural injunctions and siddhantas to prove how this particular siddhanta which he just proved is wrong. And then all devotees used to, you know, get totally mesmerized and thinking, and they used to, in their heart, they used to feel, why all these arguments? The conclusion of all the Vedic literatures is we have to worship Krishna. We have to become devotees of Krishna. We have to chant the holy names of Krishna. Why this person is wasting his time in just dry logical arguments?
And they used to feel great pain in their heart. And they used to secretly pray to Krishna. Krishna, you know, this Nimai Pandit, I don't know, somehow he's very attractive, very charmful, very wonderful. But somehow he's very arrogant also. And he troubles us so much. So please kindly make him a devotee. So they used to pray like this. And they were very much... So Nimai Pandit was such a person. So in his course, he used to make sure that every day he goes and visits the shop of... What kind of shop? There was no shop only. Just he used to put everything on the ground with some cloth or something, and he used to put his articles and he used to sell. That was his shop. So he used to visit every day to the place where Sridhar used to sell his banana leaves and papers and leaflets and banana flowers, all this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit used to come and he used to say, "So what is the price of your articles which you are selling?" Then he used to say, "This is the price." And then Nimai Pandit used to say, "Oh, this is so costly. You are selling it so costly. I want it at a half price." And then, you know, Sridhar used to say, "No, no, this is not costly. You go to any other shop, see whether what price they are selling. I am giving you the least price. This is not costly." Then he used to say, "No, no, you are selling it very costly. I know you have amassed a lot of wealth by doing this business." Sridhar used to say, "Where is the... I do not have any wealth or anything like that." And sometimes Nimai Pandit used to say, "What do you gain? You know, half of the money which you earn, you are worshipping Mother Ganges. What did you gain by this? Just see people around you. They are worshipping Goddess Durga. And how much wealth they have. They are doing big, big marriages for their sons and children. And what do you have? You are such a poverty-stricken beggar." And, you know, Sridhar, he never used to, you know, hear all these things. Just to avoid hearing all the arguments of Nimai Pandit, he used to agree, "Okay, you take this. Because anyway, what will I lose if I give a brahmana some, you know, few leaves and leaf plates and some banana flowers? What will I lose? So take it, just, but leave me alone. Don't bother me." So sometimes he used to do like this. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit, every single day he used to come to Sridhar's place. Because he knew Sridhar is such a great devotee. Although Sridhar could never understand, but by just seeing the smile of Nimai Pandit, you know, Sridhar used to agree, "Okay, take it." Sometimes he used to give it for free, just to avoid arguments with him. "Okay, okay, just take it, you know, take it for free. Don't bother me so much." So, and Nimai Pandit, every single day, he used to take whatever preparations Mother Sachi used to do, he used to keep in these plates and he used to honor. Just to, you know, accept the devotional service of Sridhar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai Pandit, used to do this every day. 2 hours he used to spend arguing with him and then getting that banana leaves and plates and then going at home and eating in the same plates which he has got. So this shows how much Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Sridhar. So when in the house of Srivas Thakur, he was in that mood of showing his majesty and how he is the Supreme Lord and Master of everyone, he called out for Sridhar and all the devotees went to Sridhar. They found him and they said, "Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has called you. Please come." And when he heard, he was in great ecstasy, happiness. And just he fell down, just hearing that, you know, Vishwambar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has called him. So devotees were wondering what to do. Now, you know, he's unconscious. How? So they lifted him, all the devotees, and carried him all the way. from such a long distance to the house of Shivas Thakur and brought him in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very lovingly glanced at Sridhar and said, "Sridhar!" And then Sridhar, he got, you know, out in his consciousness, he came out and he said, "Since you have worshipped Mother Ganges with so much of devotion and Lord Krishna, you chanted the holy names with so much of devotion and love, just see now what I am showing you." And then Sridhar looked at him, looked at Vishwambar, and then he saw that the color of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has changed. It became just like this, you know, dark like the tamal tree bark. That color he assumed. Not only that, there was a flute in his hand. He was holding a flute, and to his right was Lord Balaram standing, you know, keeping, you know, hand on his shoulder. And when he saw that beautiful darshan, the Lord was so lovingly smiling at Sridhar. And he saw Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva coming, offering flowers, betel nuts, and praising the Lord. He saw Sanak Kumar, you know, Shukdev Goswami, Narad Muni, all great sages coming and offering prayers and worship to Krishna Balaram. And all the heavenly damsels, everyone was there surrounded, doing wonderful kirtans and glorifying the Supreme Lord. Such a wonderful darshan he had, and he was so overwhelmed. Just seeing that darshan, he just fainted on the ground, unconscious. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said, "Sridhar, I have brought you to show you this. You have been worshipping me from so many births, and you desired to see me. And just see, now I have revealed to you who am I. I have come in front of you. I want you to ask me some benediction. Please ask." And Sridhar, just seeing the Lord and his mercy and his love, he was just overwhelmed. He said, "My dear Lord, I don't want anything. I have not come here to trade anything. You used to come to trade from me some banana leaves, but I have not come to trade anything from you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can give you all the 8 mystic siddhis. Right now, all mystic siddhis are at your grip." He said, "No, my dear Lord, I don't want all these things. I have no desire for these." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Look at me. I am unhappy because you are not asking anything from me. I want you to ask. Please ask. Please ask." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleading him, saying that, "Please ask." Then Sridhar, understanding that Lord wants me to ask something, so then he expressed the most wonderful desire of his heart. He said, "My dear Lord, if at all you want to benedict me, please benedict me with the opportunity to have that, and a young Brahmana boy always coming to me and bargaining for hours together for the banana leaves and the flowers. I want that person to be my master, and I want to eternally serve him." And he expressed such a desire. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he was very happy, very pleased. He granted him that benediction. And then the pastime continued. How then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Murari Gupta, the doctor, physician. He looked at him and he said, "Murari, come, I will show you something." And then he showed the same Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed his form into Lord Ramachandra, having a color of a fresh and a grass, a tender grass which comes, assuming that color, he manifested. And then Lakshman was there, Mother Sita was there. And Murari Gupta, he saw that wonderful darshan of the Supreme Lord, his worshipable Lord, Lord Ramachandra. And then he saw himself, he saw there was a tail which came out from behind. And he understood that, you know, his eternal position being the Hanuman, is eternal associate of Lord. So Lord was, you know, giving very special, intimate you know, darshans and blessings to his devotee, he looked at Advaita Acharyas and he started calling, "Nada, Nada, what do you want? Ask me." And Advaita Acharya said, "I don't want anything. Whatever prayers I was having in my heart, you have fulfilled all those prayers. You have personally appeared in Navadvip and to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. What else do I want from you?" Lord was very happy to hear this. Then he looked at Haridas very smilingly and he said, "Haridas, you people think you are from a lower caste. You are from a Muslim family. You are forbidden, a rejected person. But today I proclaim that your body and your birth is more advanced than me. Your class and your caste is more elevated than me." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like this. We can imagine, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying like this. Means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's caste, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is inferior to the body of Haridas Thakur, the birth of Haridas Thakur. In technical terms, it's not true, but the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is proclaiming in front of his devotee shows how deep love Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has for Haridas Thakur. He was in great ecstasy. Haridas Thakur was overwhelmed hearing this. And he said, "My dear Lord, I am such a fallen, insignificant servant of yours. Why are you saying like this?" And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, revealed. He opened his upper garment and showed on his back all the whips which he has taken on his back. And seeing that, Haridas Thakur was in tears and fell flat, you know, feeling that how much Lord loves us. He was just crying that, "My dear Lord has given me protection from those executioners who were trying to beat him for 22 marketplaces. The Lord protected him." So Lord was revealing all these wonderful things to his devotees, but behind the curtain was Mukunda. He was there waiting that when Lord will call me. And Shivas Thakur, he noticed that very clearly. He saw that Mukunda is feeling depressed because he's not been called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not even saying, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was calling each and every one of his associate and he was revealing such wonderful things, fulfilling all their desires. He was just saying that, ask for benedictions, ask for benedictions. And devotees were just asking one after another, "Let my father become devotee, let my mother become devotee, let everyone." They were just, for anyone and everyone, they were praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just blessing, granting all the benedictions everyone want. It was such wonderful. And there behind the curtain, Mukunda was waiting, you know, when the Lord is going to call me. But Lord was not calling. So Shivas, feeling great compassion and mercy on Mukunda, he went to the Lord and he said, "My dear Lord, you are offering all benedictions and mercy to everyone, but you have forgotten your beloved servant, Mukunda. Why you are abandoning him, or why you are disowning him? Please call him, because if you don't call, he will not come on his own. So please kindly shower your mercy. He is your servant, ultimately." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Shivas and he said, "Please do not call his name. He is such a sinful wretch. I don't want to see him." And Mukunda, when he heard that Lord is calling him as a wretch, a sinful person, it was like, you know, breaking of the heart. And Mukunda started crying tears. He was thinking, "I don't know what I have done, what offense I have done." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started saying that when he is with the devotees, he is just a perfect humble Vaishnava, doing such wonderful devotional service, singing the glories of the Lord. But when he is not in the association of devotees, when he goes out and associates with others,
he behaves just like them. And therefore, when he's with the devotees singing and dancing, it's so wonderful. But when he goes out, it's like taking out a rod and beating me with the rod, iron rod. So when Mukunda heard this, that Lord is very unhappy, because previously when the spiritual master of Mukunda, he told him not to take to devotional service and not to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the instruction given by the guru of Mukunda Dutt. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was knowing, although he was not present that time, but because he is Lord, he knows. So Lord wanted to teach him very frantically or very emphatically this particular lesson. So he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that devotional service to me is the highest of all. And anyone who condemns my devotional service, he will be forsaken in the lower species of life for all time or for eternity to suffer the offense which he makes against my devotional service. And Mukunda is doing that offense. He is rejecting, when he is with the Mayavadis, he is rejecting devotional service. So it's like beating me with the iron rod. So when he heard this, he felt that I am never going to get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of my duplicitous, pretentious behavior. So he started feeling very bad, but just to, he was thinking that maybe I should end my life, because what is the use of living such a rejected life? So in his thought, he thought, maybe I'll ask if ever I can get mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he loudly shouted and asked Srivas Thakur, Srivas Thakur, will I ever be able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ever in the future? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this. Then he said, tell Mukunda that he can see me only after 10 million births. And when Mukunda heard that I will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only after 10 million births, he became so happy. He started ecstatically dancing so loud, I'll see, I will see, I will see. He was just going on saying that I will see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only after 10 million births. And he was dancing in ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the reaction of Mukunda, and he was so touched in his heart, so pleased. He said, bring Mukunda now only. I want to give him mercy now. And devotees were calling, Mukunda, come, come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling you. He was oblivious. He was not knowing what others are saying. He was just into ecstasy, remembering that I will see only after 10 million births, I will see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. That's the assurance Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me. I will see him. So devotees not hearing, means understanding that he is not in a position to hear, they dragged him and brought him in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him and he said that, Mukunda, I always used to criticize you for what you are doing, but actually you are my eternal servant. When you sing the holy names of the Lord, it just melts everyone's heart. It's so wonderful. It is filled with love and devotion. You are my eternal associate. And when I saw your faith in my infallible words, it has conquered all your offenses. Whatever offenses you have committed, everything has withered away, just flown in air. And I have accepted you as my eternal servant. And this way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his wonderful mercy to Mukunda Dutt. So these pastimes are so nectarian to hear, but there are wonderful principles which we should never neglect. Because every devotee, whatever Lord does, is for teaching us.
how should we be performing our devotional service, what we should do and what we should not do. It's very clear message Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives through his devotees. The faith, the dedication, the devotion, the love the devotees have, and what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want his devotees to have: the pride, the envy, the hatred, pretentious nature. All these things Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never likes. He rejects them for what they have. And this is very wonderful to see this. And also today is Snana Yatra, a very holy appearance of Lord Jagannath into this. In his wonderful form he has manifested today. And in celebration of his Ratha Yatra, which is his eternal pastime, and the Lord goes through this series of events. First he goes through the Snana Yatra, where hundreds and hundreds of pots of water is brought and Lord is bathed with that love of his devotees, and Lord is just accepting that love of all his devotees. And then transcendentally he becomes sick, and then he will go into a private chambers not visible for everyone's eyes. And then during that period, that is called as Anavasar, where Lord is not visible, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alarnath. So there are wonderful pastimes, you know, connected with every event, every thing. They are so nectarian to hear. At the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants us to practice devotional service very sincerely and honestly in our life. And that's very vital lesson Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always brings to every one of us. And if we aspire for that and long for mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and his followers like Srila Prabhupada, surely we will also grow in our devotional service very wonderfully. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. I'm little very sorry for getting delayed beyond time. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maya ki, Sri Murari Datta ki jai, Sri Sridhar Pandit ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hitai Gaur Premanande Hari.